Thank you for calling customer support. This is Dimitri speaking. How can I help you?
Yes, hi. I have a charge on my credit card, and let's start with who are you? Not you personally, but who is this company?
Yes, well, we're a third-party call center.
It's we what? I'm sorry?
We're a third-party call center. We handle customer support for a variety of online vendors.
A variety of customer support. Okay, well, let's figure out why I have a charge that I didn't authorize.
Okay, let me see here. Can you provide me with your zip code?
14127.
14127, and your name, please?
Correct. Leslie Lehman, L-E-H-M-A-N-N.
Thank you. I can verify the shipping address.
7440 Michael Road, Orchard Park, New York.
I do see here, this is for the foot massager.
I didn't order a foot massager.
Okay. Do you mean we're paying $7.45 for shipping?
You mean for the free item? For a free item? From the scam email that I received?
No. From the foot massager for
$7.45. No. I'm telling you, it was a scam email under FedEx address and said, click here to track the package. I'd been having trouble with FedEx. This is a whole big scam. Never mind. I'm canceling my credit card.
No, ma'am. But what does FedEx have to do with that, ma'am? That this is for the foot massager. Not for anything
FedEx,
tracking.
It came through under a FedEx email.
Okay.
It was a scam email.
So you remember paying the $7.45 for the foot massager, ma'am?
I do, and I haven't received anything. And if I do, I'll certainly send it back. But I did not authorize $49.97 for anything.
Okay. Now, when you pay that shipping and handling, ma'am, on the terms and conditions, it does say you're signing up for the factory direct savings store. Which there is a $49.97.
All right, I'm having trouble. Listen, let's just cut to the chase. This thing shows up, I'm sending it back, and I'm canceling my credit card. I did not authorize $49.97 for anything.
Okay, sending the product
order
back
anything.
Sending the product back doesn't process anything, ma'am. The cancellation just stop all future transactions, but I can issue you a 35% refund of the charge. With the cancellation,
no, you're
so you don't
issue me 100% of the charge because I did not authorize anything. I did not order anything. I will send it back when it shows up and if it shows up. But other than that, I'm just canceling the credit card. This is ridiculous. This whole thing was a scam from the moment one, and I was stupid to fall into it. So thank you and have a good day.
Well, it's not a scam or anything of that nature. We can put the
yes,
information there.
Yes, it is a scam.
To check and agree to it.